listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a great thing or a strange thing. And I want to read to you from Hosea chapter 8, verse 12. Here's what the Lord says to his people. Again, Hosea chapter 8, verse 12. I have written for him the great things of my law, but they were considered a strange thing. The prophet Hosea spoke to the kingdom of Israel, the 10 northern tribes. They knew how to perform religious ceremonies, but they didn't really get right with God. In their sin and idolatry, Israel also rejected the word of God. You see, God had great things for Israel, but those great things seemed like a strange thing because their hearts were far from God. This simple verse from Hosea tells us a lot about the Bible. First, it tells us the author of the Bible when it says, I have written for him. God himself wrote the Bible. This is something many people say and some people think, but few people take it to heart. If this book really is the message of the living God to a needy world, then we need to take it far more seriously than most people do. As the great English preacher Charles Spurgeon said, if this be the word of God, what will become of some of you who have not read it for the last month? Most people treat the Bible very politely. When they get home, they lay it up in a drawer until next Sunday morning. Then it comes out again for a little bit of treat. And then it goes to chapel. That is all the poor Bible gets in the way of an airing. That is your style of entertaining this heavenly messenger. There is dust enough on some of your Bibles to write damnation with your fingers. Well, that's quite a quote from Charles Spurgeon. You see, we need to realize this book is given to us by God, and we need to hear the words of the prophet Hosea and realize that the Bible was written by God. Second, this verse tells us the content of the Bible. Great things. Through Hosea, God spoke of great things of my law. The Bible is filled with great things. It tells us about a great God, a great creator, his great love, man's great need, God's great wisdom, his great sacrifice at great cost, our great redemption, and our great destiny. There is nothing in the Bible that is unimportant. Every verse connects to an important idea or principle. Remember the familiar words of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where we read this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Because the Bible is filled with great things, it has something to say to us. Sometimes people think that the Bible isn't so great because they think that science is superior. But let me quote Charles Spurgeon to you again. He said this, "The science of Jesus Christ is the most excellent of sciences." You see, no one should turn away from the Bible thinking that it isn't a book of science and learning. If the astronomer discovers distant galaxies, it's a very good thing. But it is a great thing to discover the Sun of Righteousness and the Star of Bethlehem. The botanist who studies the world of plants does a very good thing. But it is a great thing to study Jesus, who's called the Lily of the Valley and the Rose of Sharon. The geologist who searches rocks and mineralogy, they do a great thing. But it is a greater thing still to read the Rock of Ages and of the white stone that the redeemed will receive. You see, the history of the world is important, and it's a good thing to study and understand history, but it is a great thing to know the history of the Bible, which records the record of God's dealing with man and man's dealing with God. Again, to quote Spurgeon, Whatever your science is, come and bend over this book. Your science is here. Third, this verse tells us how the Bible is received by the natural man. It says this, but they were considered a strange thing. Now, the Bible might be strange to some people because it's unknown or it's distant. Or it might be strange to somebody because they don't like the message. Paul expressed this same idea in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He said this, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The Word of God and the things of the Spirit are great things, but they seem like a strange thing when a man or a woman is in sin and idolatry. Here's a great 1 minute spiritual checkup to you. Is the Bible a great thing or a strange thing? If it is a great thing to you, then do you live as if the Bible was indeed a great thing? Brother, sister, take it personally. The Bible is God's great thing for you. Spend some time in the Word today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.